now listening to the Good Bad Advice Podcast with Stephanie and Chase.
Hello.
Oh, nice.
We're so depressed we act like it's our birthday
every day.
You guys, we are welcoming you guys to the Good Bad Advice Podcast. I don't know why I said it like that, but we're happy to be here. I'm Chase.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are your hosts, where we give unsolicited advice to people in the news. Uh-huh. And the audience spoke. We're going to try to have it be a little shorter episode, a little less number of stories. So we've pared it down a little bit. We know last week was a little fast.
No.
Will it probably be equally long?
Yep. Okay, last week, though, was... said. Chaotic. I listened to it back and I even was like, are we okay?
Yeah.
Did somebody give us too much caffeine and or like cocaine?
Before? And were those people us? Yes.
Yeah.
And we did it to ourselves.
We snuck it into our own drinks.
We're guilty. How was your weekend, babe?
It was so good. Guess what? I made cinnamon rolls from scratch, so I'm better than all of you.
That's weird. Because you know I happen to love cinnamon rolls. You actually know in my funeral plans, at my funeral, I want cinnamon rolls served from Cinnabon.
Well,
we're recording on a Monday, honey.
As you also know, we were planning on recording tomorrow. So I did not plan on a cinnamon roll being present today. But I did make cinnamon rolls.
Wait, so we promised to let me try them?
Yeah, of course.
How did you do your frosting?
Is it a glaze cheese frosting?
Okay, good. I was going to say, is it a glaze
or
is it
a frosting? Almost like a cream cheese, like almost buttercreamy.
Oh.
Which is how I want to do a cinnamon roll.
Slather me in cream cheese buttercream. Baking with Blondie, if you're listening and you're ever contemplating just donating like cream cheese frosting, that's not like, oh, I made too much. My name is Chase Walker, and I approve being a garbage
cream cheese frosting on a graham cracker is like my favorite 10 p.m. snack.
Oh, man. You know what I did the other day?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You know what they have? They have a Cinnamon Toast Crunch tres leches flavored. It's delicious.
What? Wow, that sounds amazing.
I have been eating Gushers late at night.
Oh, so good.
I ate 11 on Friday night. I came down Sunday, 11 packs.
Okay, that's cool.
I came down, I looked like a murder scene. And not great. I woke up, I shot out of bed this morning at like 6 in the morning because my acid reflux was like, do you remember what you did to us last night? Because I limited myself to 5 packs last night and then 2 Uncrustables. It was 11:30, so I don't know who hurt me, but the grape Uncrustables.
Oh, see, I love the strawberries.
Oh, I love it, but I'm saying the grape, that hits, that slaps.
I love to buy Uncrustables for my kids.
Yeah, no, totally. My kids who live out of state.
Bailey would love an Uncrustable, and then Traven and I eat all of them.
I love an Uncrustable so much.
You know what's my other guilty food?
What?
Totino's pizzas.
Oh, I actually don't like those. That's better for you because we shop at the same grocery store.
Totino's pizza. You know what I also was thinking? I remember a day when those were like 98 cents.
Agreed.
They're like $2.39. I'm like, that's doubling in price.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Inflation. And I know we're not a political podcast, but something is wrong with our government if we are not getting 98 cent Tostinos.
No, but that's actually like crazy though to double the price.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was like $1.30, to now be like almost $2.50 for one of those when they used to be 98 cents, used to be able to go to Smith's and get 10 for $10.
I loved the old 10 for, I haven't seen a 10 for 10 sale in the longest time.
Never.
I don't think we're ever going to go back to a 10 for 10. That'll be like nostalgia.
No, because of inflation and Kellogg's.
How did you drag Kellogg's into the mix?
No, TikTok was.
Oh, got it.
Because the Kellogg's guy did a commercial where he was like, inflation sucks, but you can have cereal for dinner. I wish I was joking. That pretty much was the commercial.
I love cereal out of touch. For dinner. I also love out of touch people. Did you see that the TikTok ban got approved?
Yeah, because it kind of got like hidden into the...
I found this on the web.
Siri?
Oh my gosh, Siri,
how dare you?
Stay out of our lives.
Oh my gosh. She's like so...
She's just like trying to be friends with us.
She's so needy for attention.
Please, girl. You know what I mean? It's like I had to turn off my Alexa because I would say Alexa all the time. Just Alexis. No, but I would say it. So now I have all of them muted in my house. Well, I forgot the other weekend and I was like, Alexa, how many ounces is in 4 cups? And silence. And then I realized it was had the little red light on for me.
The kitchen Alexa hears stuff.
Oh, I know. I get a little bit nervous every now and then, so I unplug it.
Oh, no. I'm not that interesting. But like, listen to me. I really have. I mean, I started a podcast because I'm like, what do I have to hide?
Such great points.
I'm so uninteresting. Like, Google has my location. 8 of my friends have my location. Yeah. I'm like, I'm home, I'm at work, or I'm recording the podcast. Yeah. I'm so uninteresting. Please record me.
Yeah.
You can get nothing on me.
Like, Steven and I share each other's location, and every now and then I check. We're just like, oh, I wonder where he is, you know? He's always at the house.
No,
Or he's at the gym. I'm like, or the studio.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could just be like, house, studio, gym, which is it? HGS?
Yes.
It's the studio.
No, I unabashedly check people's locations that I have.
I'm going to start checking your location more often. Please and do. If you're ever not at your house or at work, I'm going to say, so where are you?
No, I actually think
don't it's do that for me, though, because I actually do a bunch of like random stuff in different parts of the valley.
I know. I'll be like, no, but sometimes I told Draven once, or when I was in Spain, too, I like pulled up my thing and I'm on the other side of the world. So I have to like zoom, 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 zoom out. And then like my whole family is like in Utah still. I'm like, gang's all here.
No, the best is Stephanie one time wrote me and said, are you with Becca right now? Shout out Becca, new neighbor. Yeah. Are you with Becca right now? And I'm like, I don't think so. Why? And she's like, I just was checking your location and you both are at Nordstrom. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, I was just checking your guys' locations and you both are at Nordstrom. So then I write Becca. You kind of perfectly deflected from how insane that is, because then I wrote Becca and I was like, hey, I think we're at the same Nordstrom.
I texted Becca too. I've told you, I'm so unashamed. I literally know where my friends are. Like, if you need somebody to police report for you, I'm like, well, he left his house at 7:04. Like, I love to know where my friends are.
You're like, he got a Dunkin' Donuts and then also went to Dutch Bros. I know the order. Check for residue.
Here's the one rule I have with checking people's locations. If you have other people's locations, you cannot check their location to verify that they're telling the truth.
Oh, I agree.
If you want to lie to me and you know I have your location, that's your business.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I'm not checking you. And also, if I do check your location, if you're like, oh, I'm on the way, and I check your location and you're still at your house, if that hurt my feelings, that's on me. That's on me. Because, like, you're allowed to lie and be like, oh, I can't. I have something at home. I'm at home.
Totally, totally.
You're allowed to lie if,
here's my
if you check
too.
My location and I lied to you.
If you check my location and I'm somewhere where you don't know where I am, that's on purpose. Like, if you're like, where are you? I'm like, none your damn business, babe.
No, I'm like,
so if you like zoom in and you're like, Mill Creek, zooming out of Mill Creek. There's
been random times where I'm like, why is Chase in Ogden? Like,
well, the thing is that we go to so many different people's places, and Steve and I get offered to go to dinner so many times.
Or if you have to do like an overnight for court too.
Totally. I've done all those things. So I'm staying at different hotels or I'm visiting
a
hotel.
One time you were in Ogden at like 7 a.m. and I was like, what is he doing?
You're like, oh, court, duh. Yeah. And you're like, how are you today? I'm like, 3 days later, I'm like, I just came out of trial. I'm not well. Like,
no, but
I have a feather.
I genuinely love having people's locations. And then there are some people that don't have my location, aka Shmevin Pharaoh, because I know that Kevin is also like me. And he would look at my location all the time.
So I had a client a couple of years ago who was a lot. Uh-huh. A lot.
Okay.
And we were at we went to Hale. And mm-hmm. I was convinced he was there. He showed up. And I was convinced he'd followed me from the office to Hale to continue to ask me questions. Because I was like, hey, I have to really leave, blah, blah, blah. So whenever I go to Hale now, I really do like check around to be like, this is way too public for me. Also, remind me offline, I gotta write this. I have a Hale story, but I can't share it on the air. Sorry, guys, you'll have to hear about it after I vetted if I can share this or not.
Yeah.
My weekend was great because here's what happened.
Okay.
I'm in panic mode now.
Okay.
Because I move in 2 weeks. And this week, we're gone. to go see the kiddos.
Yes.
Which means this past week was the week for us to get ready.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
No.
And instead, I panicked because we were at Pottery Barn and they were telling us about the different inserts for the couch. And I was like, why is this one so good? And they're like, well, it's a down-wrapped foam core with density 1.6, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I bought a different couch for my basement for the family room. I then panicked. Oh my gosh, did we just buy like a garbage couch?
Yeah. Even though
it was several thousand dollars. So I went back to the place where I got the couch and I'm talking with the lady and I'm like, hey, here's my concern. So she takes me through. I end up then looking at other items at the store, and I was at the furniture store for 4 hours.
That's how
on Saturday. That,
yeah.
I now work there part time. I have a shift. I need someone to cover for me because I'll be flying to Connecticut. Like,
yeah.
The amount of information that I had, well, I had to wait for Steven to get there and to like check off the purchases, which again, I told you, he's very much like, I trust you. You have vision. You get it. What's the balance? And like, just a little teeny tiny amount of money. Just a little bit. Just a little teeny pill. A little pill. So I wait for him to get there and he comes in. And I'm like, here's what we've decided. We're going to go with this, blah, 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 blah. And lady, the worker lady was so nice, the employee. She was like, but seriously, if you want to, because I was joking, being like, I basically work here now.
Yeah.
I did a shift. I'm actually, technically, I'm on lunch. Like, this is how long I've been at the furniture store.
So we have about 15 more
She did keep saying like, would you like a complimentary breakfast? And I was like, does it take me off the clock? She's like, no, but you don't work here, for the record. Anyway, so he came in and I was like, I've decided to go with this. And then the employee was like, tell him why it's a good buy. I was like, well, this is a one-of-a-kind piece. It was handcrafted in India. The hinges are blah, blah, blah. They're magnetized, but they also have this closure. And she's like, got it. Nailed him. Talked him well. Steven was a little shell-shocked because I think he felt like ganged up on. Like he had to agree because we both were selling him so hard on these things. And he gets so excited about the house that he like has excitement, but then I'm overwhelming him.
Yeah.
So that kind of shot our Saturday. So we were like, well, we really have to try to pack. We decided to nap yesterday because we were so tired from the furniture.
Totally.
Like, it was just kind of spiraled. And then we get back from Steven's family dinner last night and we're like, we have to pack one room.
Yep.
So we went downstairs and packed up the basement.
Here's what I will tell you about packing. It will sucks. Happen all at once.
Yeah.
When you thought that you were going to do it over the course of a month. Mm-hmm. And then all at once you will have to get it done.
Yeah.
And so it will get done, but it's
going to be chaotic. I bought 20 IKEA bags thinking like that would be enough and I'll do like a load. We've used them, so I need to go back and get an additional 20. So when the moving day happens, it will look like this move is brought to you by IKEA.
Yeah.
But it will just be IKEA and dirty clothes.
Mm, how because much are IKEA bags?
$1.
They're only $1?
Yes.
Wow.
And that's what you can do. A 10 for 10. Suck on that, IKEA. 10 for 10. Thank you. No, suck on that, Smith. Thank you, IKEA. It's actually cheaper because finding boxes is so annoying. Like, does anybody have boxes? And you have to take time to go there. Just getting the bags and then compact them and throw them away if you recycle them.
That was a good fart noise.
Thank you. But just because getting rid of the like boxes.
Rentable like bins.
Bins, yeah. But then you're paying for, at least we can keep those. I used to go shopping and just put the Target bags in my cart and then bring it all into the bag. Yeah.
That's a smart idea. Reusable. Yeah.
So we're in the final stretch and not ready at all.
And I haven't even seen it yet.
I know.
I have been invited.
Yes.
So I'm not going
to. You were invited. You weren't able to come because of like a, what did you call it? A job? A job?
A job?
Jehovah?
A hub?
A Jehovah's Witness suit. He transitioned. We've got our 3 GBs and we're sharing. We're only really doing 2 GBs each.
Yes.
Because our shared third GB is, of course, the Tortured Poet Society, which is our first story. So we're going to have that be our segue. But my first G of the week, content review. So for those of you that are new, our GBs are good bads of the week. We're three things that we consumed, book, podcast, TV show, movie, or whatever, that we're saying if it's a good one or a bad one.
Yep.
Good, do it, follow it. Bad, just skip it.
Yep.
My first good is The Palm Royale. Okay. It's on Apple TV.
Oh,
so if you have Apple TV, it's just included in your membership, I think. Kristen Wiig and Ricky Martin are kind of like the leads, but it includes Allison Janning, who's phenomenal, and Carol Burnett is in it. It's Carol such Burnett. A G for me. I love Kristen Wiig so much. It's 1969. the Palm Royale, which is like this super, super elite, luxurious resort. And she's a nobody who's marrying into a family with money. So she's trying to become there. But she was Miss Chattanooga. Mm. And so she has a Southern drawl. Anyway, she steals the show to me.
Yeah.
For me. I cannot recommend it enough.
How many episodes?
8, I think.
Okay.
We are on episode 7.
Is so it we're more really comedy or drama?
Very much comedy. Okay. Yeah, it's a comedy and we're like genuinely interested. I guess
it does have Kristen Wiig and Carol Burnett, so.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig. And Allison Janning is actually pretty funny. She plays like the straight man in a way, so you kind of get that. Okay, my second G. I only have G's this week, which is great.
Okay, good.
Deal or No Deal Island.
You have mentioned this before.
I mentioned it before. I feel like I need to watch. I'm now deeper into it and it's live, laugh, love.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Because like,
of Joe Manganiello?
He's excellent.
He's so handsome.
But I would say the thing that I like most about it is that we don't have a lot of new reality TV shows. Like, mm-mm. I love Squid Game, the reality TV show version of that. It's a lot of
the same.
Yeah, it's just like just Survivor season 44, Big Brother season 35, American Idol like season 10,000.
The Circle is on its 6th season.
Right. So when you have so many, it's nice to have a breath of fresh air, even if it has its misses and it's not perfect yet. So I really like Deal or No Deal Island, and it's fun. Boston Rob is on it, so you kind of get a little bit of their Claudia from Real Houses of Atlanta.
Oh,
Claudia Jordan, okay. One of the original Deal or No Deal girls. She's on it. Yeah. So there's like drama. There's, you know, I wish.
Do you know that Claudia Jordan is weirdly like tied into all of the P. Diddy drama too?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, poor P. Diddy.
Poor P. Diddy?
Yeah. Because he's going to go away for a long freaking time.
Oh, I was like,
Oh, no. I'm like, on the team of justice. Like, I'm just saying, like,
take care, folks.
Yeah, I don't mean like poor him.
I think I'll cut this.
I hear how that sounds. That's not how I meant to make it sound. I'm just saying he's in deep. He's in deep waters. Okay, and then obviously we're going to talk Taylor Swift. So hit me with your
two GBs. My two GBs. First, I am talking about Tress of the Emerald Sea again.
Okay.
By Brandon Sanderson. It was lovely and wonderful. It is a book that I would happily give to Bailey and tell her to read.
Oh, good. She's how old?
11.
11. Okay.
It's young adult. And I think a lot of characters to kind of juggle for a younger child. But like, I feel like you could gift it to Charlotte. Mm. And it's like a great book. It's like a good entry into... fantasy. I think that it would be like really good for anybody from like 10 to like 13. But also as an adult reading it, I loved it. I have not read any Brandon Sanderson before.
I haven't either. What other works has he done that people might know?
Lots of fantasy and like epic fantasy.
Okay.
And he's kind of renowned.
What's his name?
Brandon Sanderson. He's very renowned. He did actually a Kickstarter last year. That he was like going to release books on Kickstarter, and it like outperformed any Kickstarter that's ever been on there before. He really like, he has amazing like prose, and a lot of it felt like someone
looks like this.
Uh-huh.
And he's like such a big deal.
He's so nice. Like, he actually teaches at BYU.
It's clearly just based on like talent.
Yeah, no, because he's talented. Not
the aesthetic.
And like, he is one of those people who genuinely is like, he's like the Taylor Swift of fantasy novels right now, where he's like, I went on vacation and I had this idea. And so I wrote a book on vacation. And then he just publishes it. Like, he just is really, really busting them out. It was so good. I would recommend it to somebody who's like, I want a fantasy that kind of has heart and also lines that make you go, oh, that's like really cute and thoughtful. My second good bad, I would say is good. I live in a house with two nerds who watch anime. And I'm
for the record, not just like watch anime. One time you were going to a movie and I said, oh, what are you going to see? And you went to an actual movie in the movie theater of like an anime.
That's who I live with. I went to an anime movie this weekend.
This weekend.
Yes.
What was the movie?
I live with freaking nerds. I live with The Last Airbender? No, but that technically is anime.
It's actually, I've anime. Actually kind of liked that. Okay.
No, Bailey loves Avatar, though. No, she likes Demon Slayer, Black Clover, Spy X Family, which was the movie we went and saw.
Okay.
She likes a bunch of them, and so does Traven. And they're constantly wanting to watch them. And I'm like, can somebody please turn on the baking channel? Like, please let me watch reality TV. And she watches them over and over again. And so does Traven. I'm like, nerds. Nerds. I'm raising nerds in this house. I really thought we were cooler. And you guys keep bringing my cool levels down. But I do think that there's, like, something cool, actually, about, like, really loving nerdy things. Like, Harry Potter and, like, Star Wars. And, like, getting into fandom. So, whatever, I'll let him have it. We went and saw Spy X Family.
And?
Honestly, really funny. And, like, I wasn't expecting to enjoy it as much as I did. It's one of the animes that I can watch now that's, like, more tolerable.
Okay.
Really funny. I actually am like, oh, I feel like I could take a kid to this randomly and they would really enjoy it.
Mm.
But animated movie, you have to go to a dubbed version, which means that there is English speaking over.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a subtitle version, or else it's, I guess, depends who you ask, less interesting, but
yeah.
It also, actually turned out to be really funny.
Okay, cool.
So
I haven't been to a movie in a media theater in a long time. I don't feel like there's been good Dune movies 2? Out. Yeah, Dune 2 was the last one I went to.
I wanted to see the Sydney Sweeney one, didn't see it.
Which one?
There's Anyone a couple coming out, though, that I think we should go back to our Tuesday movies.
I'm totally down. I love a Tuesday movie
like
with you.
Like, If, The Imaginary Friend 1, yes. Deadpool 3 is coming out.
Yes.
I also love... There's a couple of really, like, thrillers coming out, which we don't
do. And M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Shyamalama Ding Dong is coming out.
The serial killer one. Did you see that?
And it looked great.
Oh, wow. The new Henry Cavill movie is coming out, too.
Yes, I know. Congrats.
Traven did tell me, he was like... If you see that movie without me, I genuinely will be pissed. So I just need to see it. Either at you need to come
with him
with
first,
Traven and I, or I need or to period. See it first.
Okay.
With Traven, or else he will genuinely be mad at me.
Okay. We got that.
We don't have a lot of those, but like that one, he was like, do not see that without me.
You shall not pass.
Exactly.
Good. Sounds like you had a good weekend. And good content review.
Honestly, although... Part of the bad is I love Bailey so much. I hate going to movies with kids.
Yeah, I got in trouble for mentioning not being specific enough about kids. And so I just want to be clear. Obviously, I love my family members. However, all children generally are, like, kids being upset about that, I get, because you don't have kids yet, or like are around other people's
kids. Hey
kids,
grow up. You'll feel the same way.
Yeah, I know. It's just like Taylor Swift sings, like, all my friends either smell like weed or babies.
Yeah.
And when you are in that era, you're kind of like, I just want a kid-free whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever we do to be kid-free.
No, it's more like when I go to a movie with you, we sit in our chairs, we pretty much like build a nest.
Yep.
We eat our snacks and like we maybe make one or two comments to each other, but like we're quietly sitting there enjoying our movie.
We're just experiencing the movie together.
The movement, the wiggling, the like grabbing things. I was like, oh my gosh.
You're like,
please just
overstimulated.
Sit still.
The other night, Steven was pretty quiet and I said to him, I was like, hey, you okay? And he was like, yeah, I'm just really overstimulated from literally everything that we had to do today. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let's just hang out on the couch together and just you do you and I'll do me. That's good relationship stuff.
Yeah, I do have to interrupt to tell you a story that I just remembered.
Please do, yeah.
But yes, proud of your relationship because sometimes you need that. My sister messaged me the other day. My sister Jessica has a exercise account, a fitness account where they do trampoline. It's called Top Shelf Bounce.
Yes.
So if you're interested in finding fun new ways to work
out.
And
she is fit. So you know that bouncing is working.
So she does it with her friend Raya. And Raya watched the clip of us talking about Miley Cyrus and sends it to my sister and goes, does she know that they follow us or that she follows us? And I was like, who? And my sister goes, well, Tish, she follows us. I said,
Tish Cyrus.
What?
We are one step away from Tish Cyrus. We're
1 degree away. My sister goes, yeah, it was really funny. She followed us one day. And I text Raya, the girl she works on it with. I text Raya, hey, this girl that just followed us has a lot of pictures with Miley Cyrus. I was like, Jessica.
That's her mother.
I was like, how can we be so different, but we came from the same womb? Like,
I would have immediately
screamed, put it on my story. I would have freaked out. You would have gotten a FaceTime from me. Like, I would have lost my mind. And Jessica was like, hey, this person has a lot of pictures of Miley Cyrus.
You're like, what in the actual? That is so bizarre. Jessica.
Anyway, I had to tell you that story. But now we can dive into what's really important.
Taylor Swift. Now, we want to preface this by saying we understand people have come for us before because we talk too much about Taylor Swift. If that's you, bye.
Well, then skip forward 40 minutes.
Skip 40 minutes forward, okay? Because her album...
We have to talk about
it. And I went to a release party.
Yeah.
Amazing. We had a really great time. The host did a good job at saying, hey, like, write down your favorite lyrics, because she really appreciates kind of like the poetry. And Taylor knows how to string together. So it was dense. Midnight rolled around right before midnight, and we realized the second album's going to be dropped. And so we drop it. So we then start listening to it. And then I'm like, I have to go to bed. I have to go to court. When I tell you the stronghold this album has had on me all weekend...
It's not really exaggerating. Good. Okay, here's we have to give some background of some major players. Yes. Because as two people who are in the lore, in the Taylor Swiftdom, we need to give context to people who are not going to understand. Here are the main players you need to know. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Okay, Maddie Healy.
No, go in order of relationships. I think that's the easiest. So start with Joe Alwyn first.
No, here's the thing. Maddie Healy is first.
Wait, I thought Maddie Healy is 1975?
Listen. Yes.
And he's before Joe Alwyn?
Yes.
Wait, I thought Joe Alwyn was 6 years.
No, listen. Listen.
Okay. I'm learning this new with
live,
everyone right now.
Live as we speak. I have been in deep. And I also, when they were dating, figured this out. Okay, so Maddie Healy is the lead singer of 1975. In 2014, she went to one of their concerts with Karlie Kloss. They exchanged numbers and dated very briefly at that time.
Had no idea. Okay.
It was not really like a public relationship, besides the fact that there were two different times that she was wearing a 1975 shirt, which to her, like, she's like blatant messaging like that. Okay. And he was wearing a Taylor Swift shirt at his concert at like roughly the same time.
Okay.
So this was in 2014. Fast forward to, she has had many of a relationship. Then she, that's not a slight at her. She just has dated a lot of people, and we love that for her. She starts dating Joe Alwyn for 6 years.
Yes.
Joe Alwyn is the one that everybody thought that this album was going to be about. He was the one that,
and they were right for a lot of the music.
Yes. He is an actor. He was in, he's coming out with a movie with Emma Stone. He is in like a lot of popular shows. Wouldn't
you hate to be Emma Stone right now?
Yeah.
You are now with an actor in a movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you learn, she probably didn't have say in who gets cast opposite her.
Yeah.
Maybe they did. I don't know how it works. But then she finds out, oh my gosh, it's Joe Alwyn.
I think she's a producer in that, though, so it really doesn't look that good for her. But she loves Taylor Swift, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, they dated for 6 years. Tortured Poets Department comes out. We find out a few references that are clearly about Joe. One of them being that Joe has a group chat with some of his friends, including Paul Mescal, another actor, called, like, the Poets Department or something like that. So we also know that she's kind of referencing that with this. After she breaks up with Joe about like midsummer last year.
I pulled up the exact dating timeline. Because I was so wanting to make sure I didn't get this wrong. So she dated. Now, Cosmo is not putting Matt Healy's first kind of tryst in. But they say from May 2017 to April 2023 was Joe Alwyn. Then in May of 2023 until June of 2023, she dated Matt Healy. And then come July of 2023 to present, she's been dating Travis Kelce.
Yes. So when she started dating Matt Healy in like April of last year, a lot of people were like, what the heck? This is so confusing.
But it makes sense now knowing that she had already revisited a relationship.
This was a situationship that had been happening for over 10 years.
Okay.
Like, okay, now we're going to get into the music.
Yeah.
Fresh out the slammer.
Yeah.
That is talking about her getting out of her relationship with Joe and saying, I called you first. If you listen to the lyrics, that's her being like, I did my time, which was the time in the relationship with Joe, which, oh my gosh, if somebody made that reference to the time with me, I would jump off a building.
Oh, but okay. Someone should check on Joe Alwyn.
I think someone should check on Matty Healy more.
Oh, both of because them. Because actually, just saying,
I think Joe Alwyn is probably not well because I think he's a narcissist and she barely talked about him and nothing would hurt a narcissist pride more. Fresh Out the Slammer is about like leaving the relationship with Joe and calling him because she's always known that like they're supposed to be together. This is finally their time. They're both out of relationships. It's like perfect timing for both of them to be together.
Okay.
What we know about the relationship now is that one, like it was like in all the references in her songs, it sounds like for over 10 years, he has been like, you're the one. It's just not the right time. It's just not our right time. But like, they're obsessed with each other. They're in love. Like, it's head over heels. It's probably hot and heavy when they're together because they just have this like magnetic attraction. But they end up dating, and then he ends up being pretty much the worst person ever and is mean to her and is awful, and then towards the end of their relationship pretty much just ghosts her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say,
although we're using relationship fairly, you're talking about Matt?
No, so I think it was a situationship up until last summer.
I know, but they only dated for 2 months.
I know,
I don't really consider relationships that are less than a year a real relationship.
But I think that she got out of the relationship and was like, well, we're now finally going to... I think she considers it a relationship because this was the, we're finally getting together.
And then it didn't quite take off, even though she was run right ready.
And here's the thing. Anybody who has had a situationship that has lasted a long time, where you're like, it just is like, you're like, oh, we have like such great chemistry, it's amazing, will understand the amount of lyrics she wrote about this person. Because it feels like such a betrayal when they like turn out to be the worst and you're like, wait, sorry, what? Like, we were like so in love and we were supposed to be, and like, but then you just feel like manipulated and disillusioned and crazy. And like, that is why I think this is a hot take amongst Swifties. I think LOML, which is Loss of My Life, is about Maddie.
Oh, you
because are wrong. No, listen to me. In it, she references the suit and tie, which is another reference to Matt Healy because he wears suit and tie. Then in the bridge, she says it was momentary, it was legendary, it was unnecessary. Why would she talk about a 6-year relationship about being momentary and unnecessary? I am fully convinced Loss of My Life is about Matty Healy. By the lyrics, there's also parts where she says that the relationship was like for nothing. Like, I am so fully convinced that that song is about Matty. There's also other songs that I think for sure are about Matty. Is The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Yeah, I think that too.
That one's for sure. I mean, she says it's a Jehovah's Witness suit.
It's a witness suit.
But that's where she also says suit and tie in Loss of My Life. She references like you and your suit and tie. There's also a song about typewriters. And that one's about Matty Healy too. I'm so, like, you could not convince me otherwise in the LOML that it's not about Maddie Healy. And I think not only that, if it was a situationship that happened over 10 years and they were constantly, like, missing each other in and out of relationships, I think that she would feel that that was the loss of her life. Because she probably up to that point was like, well, we're meant to be together, so it's fine.
Here's the thing. I love Taylor Swift. I need her to just be direct about some things.
Oh, I think she is so direct.
No, baby. I want her to say, love of my life, loss of my life, LOML, is about
Dash
Joe.
Maddie.
Yeah. Dash. I need like a sheet with like arrows, like this is a Kim K. This is referencing to this.
Well, that one was pretty obvious.
Yeah, but I need, that's what I'm saying. I want, even if it's obvious.
Yeah.
Being obvious is different than being direct.
Yeah.
Being obvious is like, you're being obvious that you feel sick. Direct is saying, I feel sick.
Yeah,
that's true. I don't want to have to read what is the girl, like whatever. I want her just to be like, here are all the songs I wrote about Taylor Lautner, Tom Hiddleston.
What's so funny to me is like, I find that it's so, like in these songs, I'm like, I don't think she's being vague at all.
It's not necessarily that I think that she's being vague. The references are so clear. I just think, is she talking about multiple people? Is she conflating some of her experience, relationship experience together on some of these pieces?
Yeah, you know, like because in, we but know Daddy, that I Love Him. That right, feels like a...
It could be a little bit of Taylor Swift. It could be a little bit of Travis Kelce. It could be a little bit of Matt Healy. Could have been a Joe. Could have been...
Harry. Because Harry is the one who wore that shirt.
So I just think that I would love her to just... put it all out there.
Like, Maddie, this one's for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, what does she gain by not? Except keeping, like, the allure. It's not really respecting people's privacy. If anything, it's, like, making people comb even deeper. Because you and I could fight about, is LMOL about Matt or Joe? And we would go hard for each of our respective positions.
Yeah.
Wait, that should be a fun poll. I don't think we did a poll last week.
LOML about Joe or Maddie.
Or...
I feel like the people who want it to be about Joe are Maddie deniers. Like, that's how strongly I feel about it. I'm like, and you're in denial. Like, because I think people are like, oh, they just dated for 3 months. And I'm like, no.
No, they dated for 2 months.
I think that these people have been having like little like love affairs for the last 10 years. And that's why I think, like, imagine having...
This is going to go big.
A person that you have been, like, pining after for 10 years, but then you get in a relationship and you're like, no, I don't, I'm not going to pay attention to that. And you get out of your relationship and you call them. Like, I am so sure of this. Also, the best songs, I can do...
Can you do your top three?
Oh, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I'm so depressed I act like it's my birthday every day.
Yeah, amazing.
I cry a lot, but I am so productive. It's an art.
Yeah, literally.
Like, my anthem. Also, it's like, it's the funniest thing to me.
Great. So what are your three?
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
That's on my three as well.
But Daddy, I Love Him.
Okay.
And currently my last third is The Prophecy.
Ooh,
because
cool.
Because here's the thing. And this is kind of my thing with the whole album. This is picking up a teenage girl's diary of like the prophecy is like, I'm on my knees begging for him to love me. And if he doesn't, I'm going to die. Like, it's so also there's been like a lot of really cute fan edits to the prophecy of like Harry Potter. Like, I'm just like,
that's cute.
The prophecy, please change my fate. Like, I'm like, I feel like this was me in ninth grade, like on my knees, literally begging Jesus for the guy in my Spanish class to love me. Like, because you're just like, in high school, you're so dramatic. You're so like, please change the prophecy. Please let him love me. Like, and so half of the songs on this album, well, it is totally art and way better than anything I would have come up with.
Yeah.
I'm like, to say about your high school, like, or to say about your football boyfriend, like, you play ball and I love Aristotle, is like, you're a high school teenager. Like,
but here's the thing, it's so quintessential, like, poets to me. Like, yeah, they're in a coffee shop wearing their turtleneck and glasses with a beret. Doing
exactly what it's supposed to do.
Like, that's the thing, is that it's so, I think it's very vulnerable. I think it's very raw. Yes. I mean, she's not talking about Marjorie. She's not talking about, you know, other champagne problems.
No, it's not
like,
pretty. It's dramatic.
It's so dramatic. And I think that that's sometimes like here's the two different, I'm going to come up with this on the spot, but here's the thing. Like, oh my gosh, the glass broke. I picked it up and I cut my stupid hand. I got stitches. It was so bad. Poets. Piecing together the fragment shards of
blood
the life I once
on the
lived.
Floor.
No, no, no. It's not even blood. It's like crimson drops as though dew from heaven. Springing. Like that idea, it was just like, oh my God, just say you cut your hand on a broken glass. But poets, in order to really be like poetic, which no, it's not going to resonate with everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a different take than you. I actually don't think it seems high school and junior to me. I think it seems like poetry, which is meant to be, to me, the junior is she wears short skirts, I wear
t-shirts.
Fair.
Yeah, that's totally
opposed
fair.
To like the when I'm reading like the Alchemy lyrics, those were ones that I were like, this is actually really beautiful. Like one of them had talked, I wish I would have brought
maybe
my notes.
It's more the emotions that it evoke feel juvenile because they're dramatic and like
I know, which I kind of hate. On the one hand, because I'm like, people, and maybe it's just because, oh, I hope that didn't like mess with the audio. Maybe because of my occupation in handling people that are in divorces. I'm like, it actually doesn't seem dramatic to me. It seems like a breakup.
Yeah.
And breakups are dramatic. Oh, sorry. I don't think it means junior. I think it just means dramatic because I've represented CEOs, I've represented major entrepreneurs, I've represented professional athletes,
acting this crazy
and then they act
their divorce.
Insane.
Yeah.
And maybe it's junior, maybe that's the way to say it, but it is very much like drama, theatrics, not rational.
Maybe it's
and
immature,
it captures
like
it.
Emotionally immature.
Yeah. Again, I just think that when you're putting someone, I think when you're putting someone in the worst time of their life over something that means so much to them, it's probably going to land bad. And if you're not in that place, I bet it was so organic. I bet she was really penning this stuff in real time.
Yeah.
And then maybe finesses some of it as she's doing lyrics. But I loved it. I actually think it's one of my favorite Taylor Swift albums of all of them.
I agree.
Because it's, to me, it's so layered and beautiful. And I find myself listening. I do agree with some of the edits or some of the comments that have come through about it sounds like the same song.
Uh-huh.
Most of the songs sound like one song.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. You're not getting a lot of diversity like you did in Reputation or Midnights or Red or, you know, some of these ones that have a more varied sound. My top three, but I still love it.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, my top three are I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, and The Alchemy.
Me as a youngest child, like, who's afraid of little old me?
You should be.
Oh, you know the line in also, but Daddy, I love him, where it's like, and I'm having his babies. No, I'm not,
but you should see the look on your faces. Yeah.
And it's so funny, the video reactions to people being like, what?
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, I'm not, but you should see your faces. And you're like, that's really
she got funny. Us.
She got us. That was funny.
Yeah, broke the fourth wall. She did it.
No, I thought it was all beautiful. I'd like to set a boundary here and now. And I'm using the word boundary as boundary.
Okay.
I cannot discuss whether or not Cowboy Carter or
Tortured
Poets Department is better.
We talked about this briefly.
I cannot discuss it because
this is what
these are my two biggest loves.
I was just going to say, this is what I think too. It's kind of as though when we go out to dinner with people, I always ask them if they have kids. I'm like, who's your favorite today?
Yes.
I just think it's a funny conversation and it helps like because we're getting to know different people, whatever. I feel similarly about Cowboy Carter. Now, you love Beyonce more than I do, but I still loved the album. And there's different parts of it that I'm going to love. So the comparing of who's better, whatever. But we agreed that we, up until Tortured Poets Department, had kind of believed it was just like a gilded path for Cowboy Carter to just sweep the awards.
Now it's not
gilded. And now I don't think it's gilded. I still think it's going to be a bloodbath. And I hope that in the bloodbath, people do not draw blood from the other side. Like, just be a champion of what you love.
Billie Eilish is also still releasing an album. And
Gaga.
and Gaga. Like, it is truly going to be a bloodbath, and I will not tell you. A female
bloodbath, a period bath, if honestly, you will. Honestly, oh my gosh, that's, did you even hear my joke? Yes. For a bloodbath? That's so bad.
I was trying to skip over it.
I feel badly for whoever I've just offended, but that's funny.
No, I think we said this last time. We were talking about all the women who released. I'm like, I want an all-female Grammys.
Yeah. Kacey Musgraves.
The only man that can be there is Jack Antonoff. Because he was the producer. No,
and Post Malone. Because he's kind of a P-jom. We love a precious gem of a man.
Those are the only three. Jack Antonoff. Phineas is
interesting too. I've been going down. I didn't realize Phineas was on Glee.
I'm sorry. What?
Let me show you. Phineas was on Glee.
Was on Glee?
Yes. Phineas.
I'm sorry. What?
Phineas, he was this guy on Glee.
Also, allegedly.
Phineas was on Glee. Never forget. This is Billboard's article from a couple years ago.
I thought allegedly, Katy Perry is also coming out with an album.
Why? I mean, I love Katy Perry, but why?
I hope it's great.
No, I hope it's great too, but when you're looking at. I mean, no, maybe.
Wait till next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're looking wait till at. Next year. Read the room. This is like when Katy people Perry, are moving through.
You've never had a Grammy before. Wait till next year.
Right.
Because you ain't going to get one this
year.
Yeah,
guess what? This ain't the year, sis. You missed it. Announce it. That's fine. Announce it in the fall. Release it in the spring.
Because she's been like. She had a clear purse that had like TS. Not, or TS. KP. Wow. Taylor Swift is so ingrained in my blood. That's scary.
He had a brief acting stint on Fox's Glee. In the series of tweets, fan began referring to Phineas as the most successful Glee alum. Ooh, someone check on Lea Michele.
Well, they're not wrong.
So he did star in 4 episodes of the show's final season. He played Alistair, the romantic love interest of Spencer.
Gate.
In the he final, can say that he's I gay. Can say that you guys don't come for me. Hashtag shout out to Brad Robbins, Spencer in the final episode. Sorry, what? Of the season. So Brad Robbins and I
was like, that's a crazy thing to shout out. Yeah, to somebody
shout out
like,
to Brad Robbins.
I can say gay? That because I'm gay.
No,
shout out to Brad Robbins.
Brad Robbins and I will say gay, like and he's not gay.
Yeah,
but it's just like he's a member of Gentry, and so whenever we're out together and we're doing it, he'll be gay. Honestly,
A funny joke.
A funny bit's a funny
I'm
bit.
I'm so sorry. Like,
I'm so sorry we're funny.
I feel like we've been getting comments on our Instagram and our YouTube. I have to stop posting on YouTube. The YouTube literally comments are mean.
We got a mean comment on our TikTok as well. I don't know if you ever checked those comments.
I did check that
Someone
one.
Someone was like, what an embarrassing take for you. And
it's
I was like,
a joke.
I was like, embarrassing? Honey, I got on the scale yesterday. If you want to talk about embarrassing, you think what I'm saying on a podcast for fun that we have no sponsors on is like embarrassing for me? It's not. Like the things I've done and the dirt that people could be like, that's embarrassing. I'd be like, absolutely. That's real embarrassing. Me commenting a funny thing about, or what I perceive to be funny about Noah Cyrus being the come little children.
No, that was hysterical.
Hilarious.
Also, like, obviously, wait, Noah I'm Cyrus.
About our YouTube.
Noah is Cyrus is a beautiful lady.
Should like, I cherry? Oh, yeah, we're not saying she's an ugh monster.
No, honestly, I delete them all, so you probably can't find them.
Also, I gotta check.
Also, wait. They're usually mean about me.
No.
No, they really
Who's
are.
Mean about Stephanie? Wait, do you really?
No, I usually delete them because I don't want to see them. Because I'm the one who's mainly on our send YouTube.
The, yeah, she's in charge
no,
of
No, because
YouTube.
They're actually mean. Like, they're actually, like, you guys are rude.
Okay, but even more mean, no views on one of the videos.
Which one?
This one says that our Coachella rant has no views.
Oh, that's because it's, like, a long-form one.
Got it.
Like, okay. The shorts. Although I did post a short, I think our Miley Cyrus short on YouTube got no views, and I was like, humbled me quickly. I'd rather have 5,000 views and mean comments.
I'm organically looking for mean ones, you're right.
I'll send them to you from now on. They're really, there's some of them I'm like, oh, okay, well, I didn't need to know that much about myself today.
Okay, you're going to need to delete some. You need to delete off of the Costco one. The one that says Costco baby, that one's a delete.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, the people on YouTube are mean.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
People are mean. Grow up from the woman who can't get over her irrational emotions.
Also, I was
wait,
just like,
they are mean to you. Be mean to me.
I
can take
like,
it as well.
I literally just said that foie gras is disgusting. And by the way that they prepare it is inhumane and we should stop doing it. And somebody was like, she can't even handle her emotions.
Wait, but you know what I do love is someone did just, someone commented, seriously, Jesus Christ is the Lord and soon to return. Repent before it's too late.
Yeah.
Please do not die without Christ. That's a great reminder.
That was on a Taylor Swift video. So
I want to care more. Wait, I'm now going to have to go through all of these comments.
No, they're not nice. And I don't look at them very often.
Oh, I wouldn't look at some of those ones either. Oh my gosh, some of these actually are. You guys, go look at our YouTube shorts. One, we could use the views. And two, we're going to start deleting the mean comments. So if you want to see what mean people, how mean people
will be.
Yeah,
look at them before I delete them.
Yeah, actually, if you are some of our like normal sponsors, our Venmo sponsors, we could use a little pick-me-up because I just read mean comments about us, mostly Steph, which is actually, it's way worse for me. If you want to get under my skin, say mean things about people I love. You go out, okay, if you think you're coming under my skin for something for me, I'm like, I'm aware. You should hear what I say about myself in the mirror. Been like,
okay, and?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing that makes me feel better about it. Sometimes I will like look at their page and they have no videos and they have like one follower. And I was like, and then I go back to like the Brené Brown, like, oh, you're not in my arena. So I don't care what you think.
Right.
Which is not like, that's not being a cocky, that's not like arrogance. It's like, oh, I'm actually not going to take an opinion of somebody who is like a faceless person on the internet.
Right.
Much harder to do in practice when somebody writes like, she's ugly. Actually, somebody commented that I was disgusting and I was like, you know what? That one hurt.
Yeah.
Disgusting? And I think it was like on the Costco one. I was like, I'm disgusting because I want a Costco croissant.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Then I'm disgusting.
Guilty. Actually, I'm double guilty because I'm getting two of them.
Anyway, don't.
All right. Well, speaking of people that are absolutely unhinged, segue. Yes. Delta Burke. Now, she is from, I had to look her up. She's from Designing Women.
Okay.
She's lost weight. And so she's sharing a weight loss secret. Mm. Which I love. You know what? These are
I
so fun.
I love it.
This is like
especially
Oprah's
in this
kind
day
of in
and
this
age.
Space.
We're loving it.
Carney Wilson just came out about her weight loss. And so I kind of love. I just love anybody that's throwing their hat in the ring. She does have a kind of an unconventional route
I
to losing
it.
Weight,
I love
which I think is fun. Crystal meth. Don't eat for 5 days. Wow. Who has a wedding coming up? You know what I mean?
Never tried it, but you know.
Don't knock it till you try it, girl.
Don't
just kidding, kids. Do not try drugs.
It's crazy.
What people will say to get in the nudes.
No, what people will do to be thin.
Yeah. Oh, I told you. I went to the doctor the other day and they went to weigh me. And I was like, you don't have to. Someone commented that I looked skinny on Instagram. I know my weight. It's skinny. And they're like, you're delusional and still obese. I was like, oh my gosh, stop.
Will I never not be obese on the BMI chart?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I will ever.
Oh, wait. Do we need to give advice for the Taylor Swift's thing? Here's my advice. Listen to it recognizing that it's meant to be poetry. I actually think the Rolling Stone article title was really apt. It said, come for the torture, stay for the poetry. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really good way to be like, hey, look at it through a poetic lens. I had multiple friends sending me different lyrics of just like, oh, I loved this. I loved that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And I'm going to give a shout out to Susan Peterson, who wrote an amazing article on LinkedIn for people that are not Swifties. On about the economy of being a Swiftie in today's world, that you almost can't afford to be not be a Swiftie, and you really can't afford to be an anti-Swiftier. Uh-huh. And she really gives some articulate reasons for that, just because of the power that she wields. And so we'll put a link on a story. Let me do that note.
Here's the
for
thing,
her LinkedIn
and I agree
article.
With that. And this is kind of what we touched on with Caitlin Clark. Put some respect on her name, like I feel like in, you know, 2015, when I was obsessed with Beyonce and everybody's like, I think she's overrated. Like, I will no longer entertain an overrated conversation. If you would like to have that conversation and you try starting it with me, I will simply just walk away.
Yeah,
I am disengaging. Like, I cannot because it's just simply factually incorrect.
Right.
So I'm just going to walk away, actually.
Okay, we have to quickly wrap up because the police are at a client's house, so I have to take a phone call.
Oh my god.
So sorry, client, really quickly.
Don't do meth.
We're good. But Jonathan Scott gushes over his surprise proposal to Zooey Deschanel in Scotland, saying, "I was a blubbering idiot." First off, I love this relationship so much.
So cute.
I loved New Girls. I loved Property Brothers.
I find them to be happily cringe.
Yeah, no. They're chuggy.
Yes.
Like the most chuggy like of Chevron the chuggy couples. More like a Chevron, like a horizontal subway tile.
Like teal.
Yeah, like teal and horizontal crushed velvet chairs. Like, I'm just trying to picture it in all terms of HGTV because we thought it would be fun to end the episode by pitching you guys our own HGTV shows. Uh-huh. And I'm ready for mine if you're ready for yours.
You do yours first.
The show that I would actually watch would be Extreme Dorms. I want to watch a show of people that are in standard dorm housing.
Uh-huh.
But what did they do to the dorm to like elevate it, make it even better? I think it'd just be fascinating. And you could have designers come in and be like, all right, we're going to pitch you three different designs for how to make your dorm, mm-hmm. whatever else. I just think that I would want something like that. There's so many. I'm trying to think of what we're a hole in the market.
Yeah.
And I think dorm life is exciting. Mm-hmm. To like, I would watch a whole show about what did they do, tiny spaces, what storage hacks do they have, what productivity tools and tricks do they have, how are they integrating like mascots and school colors. Yeah. And so I just think I would do dorm divers. I don't know. Dorm. What would the show be? Dorm room. Do it yourself. Do it. Dream dorm room. Dream dorm rooms.
Yeah.
Okay,
my idea.
Okay.
Is you go into a house and you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to redo this whole room for you, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. Tell us the things you like. Tell us the things you don't like, blah, blah, blah. We take them out of the space for like 3 days. It is really just prop and set designers building a mock-up of their house. Just like certain rooms at a time because, you know, they blindfold them before they walk into rooms. So they drive them on to this set, blindfold them, they walk into a room that's a replica of whatever their space is. And then it's just heinous. It's so ugly.
No, they
it's
had out a show called style. That. It was called Trading Spaces.
No. That's what I'm like banking on is the like worst end of the spectrum of Trading Spaces.
Of the reviews.
Where they flopped.
Yeah.
I want all flops.
The reactions
and
are
just
awful.
The people. And you probably could only do one season where they think that they're signing up for a house and they actually will get like, you know, a room decorated at the end. But like half of the episode is them fixing their actual house and the other half is the production designers creating the dupe.
And it's like a haunted house. And they're like, Jerry, you said you like things a little spooky. You said your favorite month was Halloween. You said you're a fall girly. And then they enter into a pumpkin patch.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, what? And the actual, they're like, and look, the pumpkin patch opens up and it's like a couch.
Yeah.
The TV comes out of a giant stump.
Exactly.
I'm
loving
changing my pitch. Because I was going to have a second pitch, which would be, I would like a show about furniture, like furniture shopping, mm-hmm. of like the world's largest furniture warehouse or something. People come in kind of like Pawn Stars or something where it's like trash humans coming in. I shouldn't say that about mostly okay. trash humans coming in and then like negotiating furniture prices or whatever. But they kind of have shows like that already. Like,
yeah,
whatever. I'm actually obsessed with The Dupe,
mm-hmm.
with the fake. You only could do like one season of that though, because it's kind of like Jury Duty.
Yeah, but you always, like, I feel like it would always be under the guise of you're getting set up for a home makeover show.
Yeah, but you never get the name. But you'd have to have a different host. You'd have to have a different name of it each time. Because after season one, if you're a true HGTV.
Well, maybe they just do it with, like somebody that already has a pre-existing show. And then they create the dupe show.
Yes.
So that they are still getting a design, but part of the show is that there also is a production team.
No, I love that so much. I'm just
because
saying,
then they're like, oh, I think that I'm going on.
I'm saying like
Joanna
if Ty
Gaines.
Pennington was the host
exactly.
of both, you would be like, oh wait, is this going
to
be a
yeah? Half
show?
The time they're like,
you need
is
it to be like
be a fake?
It's new. You know who was the best host? So was Danielle Brooks was the host of I forget what the show was called on Netflix, but she was a host and it was like a home makeover, and it was It was a really, really good show.
Okay, wait. I have a better idea.
That's when Steve and I have our famous video where we are through our cat cam. You see us yes. and we do that thing. It's because we were watching the Danielle Brooks.
New show idea, HGTV, house renovation, but it's also partnered with Is It Cake?
And so they're like, I love this sofa. They sit down, squish cake. Right into buttercream. They're like, and it's cake, baby. They're like, what the heck? They go to turn on the TV the and it's just buttercream. Just
got in the counter, the marble countertop.
No, 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 no. Wait. No. The marriage should be a design show and nailed it. So it's, they have an actual designer who's like, in this room, we're going to put flooring in or whatever else. Now go do it. And it's just average people that are like, I kind of like homemade stuff. Flooring. And they're like figuring out. And it's just like, and then the room goes, and here's your room reveal. Boom, nailed it. And the chandelier just like falls.
Listen, HGTV, call us.
That's literally the episode title. HGTV, call us, because we have honestly, ideas. Honestly,
Netflix, like the way that Netflix could partner these shows.
Yeah, I didn't even realize HGTV was on Hulu. The only reason that I know HGTV is on Hulu is because the designer, I now work at a showroom, and she was talking about her favorite HGTV shows. And I said, I haven't watched an episode in forever. She's like, oh, they're just available on Hulu. It's all streamed through
Disney Plus. Okay, so should HGTV call us or Netflix? Because both of our partnerships are with Netflix.
I would like HGTV to call us because I feel like it's just this side of cringe.
Yeah.
Like it's on the cringe side of cringe. And Netflix isn't. Netflix is still kind of cool. No, like Netflix we would be going to the Netflix parties with like Stranger Things and
or SNL call us, because that would be a really funny skit if it was Is It Cake? Like imagine them Is It just Cake being like
nailed it / HGTV. Those vibes are so funny.
That is hysterical.
That is hysterical. Also, I need to put
why are we not so SNL writers? Like, let me wash this out with you. Like, workshop it. And, like, we could have a funny skit in 20 minutes. That's literally so, so funny.
Okay, I'm going to put the episode title
watch
here.
That exist. Like,
I'm putting it on. I feel actually really funny. I feel like that's so funny. HGTV and if you guys have HGTV shows that are...
Yeah, send us your recs. Smart. Send us your
No, no. If you have a show idea that you'd like us to pitch, because clearly they're going to call us, we would happy to get you in contact with other design shows. I'm just saying, if we went to like the convention of like Flip It or like Flip or Flop or whatever, I would love to meet those people in real life.
This is an extremely good time to mention that for my trip to Spain, my dad's neighbor drove us to the airport, and he owns a... contracting business. I do not know the name of this, so this is a really bad sponsorship. His name is Jason Smith, which is also a super common name, so
you'll good luck never finding find him. Good work.
But I did tell him I would give him a sponsorship on our podcast if he drove us to the airport, so you should start using that.
I'm like, hey, Pottery Barn.
Actually, technically, Kevin did, and I was like, you can't just be handing out sponsorships to my podcast for free.
He gave it to me. That's no, Kev, true. We would love another sponsorship. Papa got to buy a pillow. Papa got to buy some more. I got to figure out wallpaper dimensions. Ugh.
Okay, fine. I'll get the name of his actual contracting business. But thank you, Jason, for driving us.
Also, I was talking to Steven, speaking of wallpaper, because I was trying to like figure out when it was like, how much wallpaper do you need? And it was like, put your square footage in. And like an idiot, my brain initially went to, it's no square feet because it's going on the wall. And Steven is like, tilt the wall down to the ground. And that, I was like, nailed it.
Got it.
Is it cake?
punches a hole through the wall. That's what I'm saying. It'll be so funny.
They open the front door and the doorknob is just cake. They're like, what the? Like, welcome to the show. It's actually, is it cake? And they're like, we really needed the ensuite from my mom.
It's cake. And then they punch the wall and it's drywall. And they're like, gotcha.
No. They say, this wall, does it look like a wall to you? And they're like, no. Is it cake? You're like, you're going to have to find out. And they're like, oh my gosh. They crush. Like, son of a. It's like a lamp. They're like,
we could do this for 30 more minutes.
They're like, could this microphone? It's like, we love the microphones.
Take a bite out
of it. Is it cake? I wonder what that did on the audio. Sorry when you're editing that. Crunk, crunk.
No, we literally could drag on this bit for 40 more minutes.
For days and days, but I need to go call the police. So what a way to end. We love you guys so much. Anything else you need to do before?
Don't forget to watch our April movie of the month.
Yes. It's called The Miracle Club, and it's on Netflix. It really is such a good movie. Did you watch it yet?
I have not.
Okay, we're going to recap it. You still have another week or so. So we'll recap it first part of May, and we'll give you the new movie in May. And again, our movies now are movies that we've not seen. We've kind of moved into this where it's recapping something brand new. So if it's great and you love it, amazing. If it was terrible, we didn't know.
Yeah.
We're going blind as well.
Agreed.
All right. Anything else, my love?
No, that's all.
All right. Everybody, thoughts and prayers got to my mom. She's having some surgery this week. And so if everybody could just send her some good juju, that would be wonderful.
Love you, Liz.
Love you, Liz. Love you, mama.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye. Literally the cake bit. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be like, this Stanley. I love this Stanley. Is this cake?
Is it cake?
Just people have teeth shattered all over.